On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
It's Friday. It's Tory Friday. You know what that means.
Run for cover?
Yep. There she is, ladies and gentlemen. Tory Lagarde right in front of you.
Tory Moody Pants Lagarde.
Moody Pants?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
I know.
You got a lot of moody pants these
days.
Why
is that?
I don't know. You know, maybe it's not that you're moody pants. Maybe you're just a person. Maybe you're an entity. Maybe you're a force to be reckoned with. Maybe that's all.
All right.
I mean, you could call me moody pants, too.
I've never seen you really moody.
Ugh.
I mean, you get annoyed about things.
That's my gig.
Oh.
My gig is being annoyed about things. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not in real life.
Yeah.
I don't know what real life is anymore, Torrance.
It's not this, Ronaldo. Young Torrance. I want to have young Torrance on my tombstone. Young, here lies young Torrance.
Can be arranged. Yeah, I wonder, you know, every once in a while I think about writing things down, and then when I was younger I wanted to do a video will.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then I thought,
well, that's not too creepy.
It's not too creepy, but then I thought, that's like hurtful, because that's like, wow, that's just, it's not creepy, it's freaky.
Yeah, freaky. People have to look at you, and then you're already dead.
Yeah, you'd have to start off by saying, when you're seeing this, I am...
I've seen that in movies, though. They do that a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Well,
you have to start it like that. It's very sad.
Oh, it's sad.
Very sad. So I don't want to... Because, you know, it's about the people that you leave behind.
Yes.
So don't do that to them.
Don't die.
I'm just saying
that.
Don't
ever die. That's my rule.
I'm still trying to come up with the formula.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. Ain't happening yet. Torrance, ladies and gentlemen, what are you drinking?
I'm having some coffee. The only problem with this, the coffee is great. I made it. That's all I'm saying. Okay. It's the mug. And I've been looking for a new travel mug. I don't know for how long, but I'm going to buy one. I am really, really, really going
to
buy one.
You don't have to buy a travel mug. Just go to an expo or something. That's what they hand out all the time.
Okay. Well, I don't know where the expos are, and I don't want a used one. I want my own.
Used one. Excuse me. Give me that cup.
Like Salvation Army or something. I just don't want that.
No. Oh, yuck. Oh, you don't know what someone's putting that. Oh, geez, no.
That's what I'm saying.
A Salvation Army cup.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You know why this one's a problem? And I love this one. This one came from UCF. And it says mom.
I don't know what UCF means.
University of Central Florida, which I got it there in Florida a few years back.
I love the way you just like ramble off UCF and everybody's like, University of Florida, right? No, nobody knows what that is.
Okay. Nobody around here, I suppose, you're right.
Well, certainly not.
Certainly not. But the problem with this is I kept it in a drawer full of incense and I've washed it and scrubbed it and sterilized it. Every time I bring the, here you go, try this. Every time I just bring it up to your face. Every time I bring that to my face.
It's lovely.
I don't want lovely. I want coffee.
It doesn't smell that much. It smells more like coffee than it does lovely.
It's like an Indian ashwam or something. It's just not, I just, you know, I want to drink it in peace.
Well, don't be so pissed about it. I tell you?
I did it the last second. I brought it here and it's too late. It's like my coffee's in there. It's going to my face every time. I'm like, ugh.
Nothing wrong with it.
Helping my mood.
Wait a minute now.
Just unscrew the top.
No,
like I say.
No. Wait a minute now.
I'm waiting.
You're the one that hates odors and smells and stuff.
Right.
And incense. And incest?
I don't hate.
Is it incest or incense? I always get confused.
It's the incest flavor. Right. I mean, fragrance. Oops. No, I like fragrances, but I'm very picky about my fragrances. Very, very picky.
Because I like vanilla.
Oh, no.
And you got something against vanilla.
It's gross. It smells like sugar. It's like when I stick my face in cotton candy or something.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want a sweetie smell.
All right. See, I don't like the flower smell.
I don't like it. It's too pungent. Of that, I don't like roses. The smell of roses makes me sick. I hate that. Yeah.
They don't smell that long because they die quickly.
I'm very picky.
Yeah.
Hyacinth, that's a nice fragrance.
I don't know what that smells like. I like vanilla. I like it brings me back to my childhood when my mother would be bacon. Everything she baked was vanilla, no matter what it was.
When your mother was bacon? Was she a pig? What are you talking about?
In a sense, she was.
You said, that's the thing about in New England. Everyone doesn't say the ing. It's
right.
Bacon.
But I'm not from New England.
Thanksgiving. We're shipping. Free shipping. Well, whatever. You just said it. You've been assimilated then. It's too late for you.
and that's a New England accent. You just forget the G?
I don't know what it is, but it's annoying is what it is.
Well, I don't say car.
No, we don't do that in the radio.
You don't do it either.
Although last night I was driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to get to Route 44. And I 44? Said that, and my right. daughter, Jacqueline, yeah. who's, you know, not from around these parts.
Right.
And she says, oh, 44. Mom, you're so funny. 44, 44. But some people exaggerate. I notice it when they're doing a movie. They're like, 44. Well,
yes.
Four. We don't do that. We just say 44.
Well, actually, South Boston, they kind of do.
They drag it out over there?
Yes, they do. They really do. But that's like the Brooklyn accent. It's New York, but Brooklyn is like the teeth of it, you know?
Oh, well, I'm authentic then. I feel authentic.
Well, I guess you are.
Brockton's authentic, the accent.
Brockton's not authentic. What, do you speak Dominican?
No, well,
what are you talking?
I mean, the accent.
Uh-oh.
I don't speak Dominican. That's one of the languages I don't speak. Which I think is not even Dominican. I think it's
Spanish?
Some kind of Creole, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. One of those is Creole.
Do you like Creole sauce?
It's spicy.
Yeah.
Like jambalaya.
It's tasty.
It's a little too hot for me.
It's tasty. Actually, spice is very, very good for you. Cumin and what do they call that stuff that's in the red peppers?
Paprika?
No.
Curry?
No.
I don't want any of that stuff.
Okay.
I hate basil. I hate all of it.
Okay. Capsin or capsaizin?
Sounds terrible.
It's not good.
Is it yellow? What is it?
I don't know what it is. I shouldn't even bring it up because I don't know what I'm talking about.
I hate doing that. I talk about things and I feel dumb. I'm like, I don't want to talk about politics because I don't know anything.
Well, that's when you start talking about something and you realize, no, I shouldn't be talking about this.
That's like almost everything with me except movies. Yeah, I mean, if someone's talking about movies, I'm like, oh, what'd you say? What'd you say? But then otherwise, I'm just...
I have stopped going to movies. I'm done. I am done with the movies.
Okay, what happened now?
Well, I think I've discussed... Here we go.
You're disgusting.
I've discussed this before. I'm disgusting.
I think I'm disgusting.
I think I'm disgusting. I really do. I won't go to these movie theaters with the big fat seats where you have to choose your seat before you go in, because every time I do, someone chooses a seat next to me, and the theater can be empty, but some stranger who smells like BO.
Well, then I'm not sitting there. Why don't you get up and move your butt?
I can't do that until 10 minutes or 15 minutes after the movie started, just in case someone's bought another seat in there somewhere.
Well, I never heard of this. They sell pre-assigned seats now?
Yes. Yes. Oh. They do this at all the theaters around here, all the, you know, the big ones.
Right.
And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's awful. It's just awful. I hate it.
I'm
and
not gonna go.
There again, I started talking about something that's going nowhere, and I really don't care to
You're
be
moody.
Honest with
You're
you.
You're booty pants.
See?
I see now.
See? I'm really, really nasty.
Oh,
I am.
I thought I was nasty.
No, I have to go out of my way to be nice. I went to a function. I went to a cocktail party the Friday before last. And
that sounds fancy.
And I left. And I left because I just couldn't handle the small talk anymore. Couldn't do it.
All
I
the
couldn't
fake
do
people?
It. Well, when you don't know anybody there, it's always the small talk thing.
Oh, right.
And the Patriots are going to be playing the next day.
Oh, right.
And all anybody was talking about as small talk.
Yeah.
Hey, Patriots are playing. What do you think?
You don't even care.
I've really got to leave now because, I mean, unless you're going to ask me something
about radio,
or something that I'm feeling inside right now, like rage, then, you know. And talk about cooking if you want, but don't talk to me about the weather and how much snow did you get, Ron?
I know. Oh, I hate the weather talk.
God.
Weather talk is bad.
I literally can't do the small talk. I can't because I'm so disinterested in what they're saying to me that I'm conscious of the fact that whatever I say has got to not be interesting to
that
them.
That makes you a little angry, doesn't it?
Makes me angry, makes me furious because we're on the planet with other human beings and we're supposed to relate in various ways, not just to talk about the surface crap.
I feel like you should have that music playing now when you're doing that. That sad puppy music. We're all humans. We're here to relate on the planet.
Well, we are.
Well, speaking of the Patriots, and they did lose, and you were right. You predicted it.
It was obvious.
Well, they lost because of the captain. I told him to pay attention to the TV, and he was trying to look at Mercedes. He was
when you say captain, you're talking about your boyfriend.
Yeah, the captain.
Or not the captain of the team.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I don't even know if there is one.
They did fire someone, though. They fired one of the coaches on the sidelines.
Well, I don't know.
Because you know what? He probably had money on against them. He probably bet against them, and he told them to do all these bad plays, and then he won millions of dollars, and he got fired.
Maybe so.
I think
maybe
it's sneaky. Something happened there, don't you think?
It was just a stupid game.
A good game.
It was a stupid game.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
It was great. Even though we lost, it was kind of good, don't you think?
No, it was frustrating. They were playing like
I'm surprised you watched it, first of all.
May I say schoolgirls?
Yeah. I
guess I may not, or I may.
There was no one there for Tom Brady to throw his ball to. I don't understand.
He wasn't throwing his balls.
Well, he got sacked a bunch of times, yeah.
Yeah, because the guys couldn't protect. It was just a horrible. They couldn't play. And you know what? They could never make it to the Super Bowl anyway. Even if they were in the Super Bowl, they would get trounced. So, what's the point? Let's just stop this foolishness.
Yeah, I still blame the captain. He should have been paying attention. And he knows it.
I don't understand how he gets involved.
Well, it's superstition. He was supposed to be watching the television. And if I left the room, sometimes they'd score, so I'd try to stay out of the room. They scored. I better stay out. You know, weird things people with neurosis do.
You know, it's weird because I think you're right, because when I was watching, they had close-ups of Tom Brady in the huddle, and he said, did Tori leave the room?
Yeah.
They actually play accordingly.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. I wore different socks.
Well, I'm glad football's over because it's just such a
Super Bowl's still coming. We're going to have
Broncos
and the Panthers.
Yeah, who cares? See, if you have a team,
and a team lost,
which is everybody except for two teams,
right? Well, then,
unless you're a real fanatic football fan,
I used to watch it for the commercials. That's why. Remember, they said these great commercials before the internet, you could just sit down and watch them. I'd be like, "Oh, wait, everyone, quiet! There's a good Coke commercials coming on. The Budweiser horses, something." But
when David Letterman stopped doing his show, they would interview him and say, why are you leaving? You know, is it because of your age? And he said, well, it's somewhat. I'm one of the older ones now on TV. Mm. But he said the real reason is it's the internet. It's social media. It's the internet. Because when we used to do our show, people used to have to tune in to watch it.
Right.
And unless you T-voted or something, which people weren't doing. Some people don't even know what TiVo is at this point.
I still don't know.
They would watch it and it would be exciting because it would be in the moment. Mm-hmm. Now people don't watch anymore because they can catch it the next morning on YouTube or something. So why even up to watch the show at all?
No.
And he said that's just killed it. He says it's taken the excitement out of it for him. But
it's still a show. They still are going to watch it whenever. He'd really that's a bummer to have that attitude.
Well, that was the attitude.
I think it's an excuse is what I think. I think that's a good excuse that he made up.
He had the same attitude as Johnny Carson did and as I sometimes have.
They just got tired of it, didn't they?
When you do a show all the time, you say to yourself, when it's over, you say, that sucked. That wasn't good. And no matter what you do, no matter how good it was, you say to yourself, that wasn't my best. I sucked.
And then eventually you just get tired of that and you just fade away.
You never feel that you ever hit any kind of success ever, even though you have.
Right.
To yourself, it's like, I'm amazed people like that because that wasn't the best I could do.
That sounds like a relationship thing too.
Well, it's a very big personality quirk. It's the opposite of Donald Trump, let's say.
Yeah. Do you ever think that people want a version of you and not you?
Yes.
You know, like someone you're dating.
Absolutely.
And then they're not really happy with you, but they want this version, this vision
of
you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's very what it is. That's how it is. That's how life is.
Yes. But some people match the version.
Oh.
You said virgin or version?
The version. Okay. The version of you.
Okay.
You can't really live up to it, though, can you?
To your version?
Yeah.
No, never.
There's great expectations.
No.
So people don't really want you like you are. Is that it? As you are? Or does anyone ever really want you as you are?
People wouldn't want me as I am.
Okay. Well, that's honest.
It's true. I used to get invited to parties a lot because of the TV show thing.
Right.
And you've had a similar situation, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And when you walk in, they expect you to be vibrant and funny.
Oh, right. You're on.
Yeah, no matter where you are, because that's all they know of you. They don't know you per se, except for your close friends, of which is we can count down on one finger now. So it becomes difficult. So you never live up to what people think, and then they always, to me, they verbalize it. They say, "Wow, you're much quieter than I thought you were."
Yeah,
and it's like, all right, I think it's time for me to probably leave, which I wanted to do originally.
You're a jester for their amusement.
Yeah, I'm your puppet boy. I'm shove your hand up my ass and I'll say what you think I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I don't mind the ass part so much.
No. What about like a dog at a shelter? Like a dog that, you know, you adopt from a shelter.
Yes.
How about this?
Yes.
And everything's going well with the family, yeah, but then something, they're not right, really happy or something, so they take it back to the shelter,
right,
after a certain amount of time.
Yes.
And then the puppy's there, and she's you know, getting used to the shelter, but then, no, it's not a puppy, she's a dog, so right, she's already, you know.
Right.
So then someone else comes along, oh, they want this dog, yes, and they take her home.
Yes.
And then for a while, and it doesn't work out, and so yeah, then the dog's brought back, she's brought back to her shelter. So you think she'll ever get happy just being in the shelter and decide that that's where she's really going to be? Or should she hope for a real forever home?
What an analogy to dating and relationships.
Oh, is that how you took that inference?
I really did.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think it was an inference. I think you're actually talking about dogs.
Ah.
But I believe that, you someone takes you home, so to speak. That's mm-hmm, what she said.
Right.
And it doesn't work out. And they return you back to your solitude.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else picks you up, and that doesn't work out. And they return you to your solitude kennel. And then at a point you say to yourself, maybe I just belong in the kennel and shouldn't be going out to yeah, other people's homes anymore.
Right, and could be happy in the shelter?
No, why not?
Okay.
It's just you and your cage, baby.
Right, and there's no like socialization there, except maybe out in the yard once a day for a little while with the other dogs, and then you're back in your little
yeah,
place.
Well, that's what
sanctuary,
we do. That's what we do in life. That's
yeah,
what, that's going to work and associating playtime with the other dogs.
Yeah.
And then you go back to the kennel at night and you get in your cozy little yeah, bed thing, you know, that they put in the little cage.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
It was kind of sad.
Do you actually live in a cage?
No.
Okay.
I have a room.
I didn't
call
know
it room.
Yeah. No, I understand exactly the analogy. I said, boy, yeah, I'm in a mood. Everything is like of greater celestial importance or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
But speaking of relationships too, do you
yes,
ever notice that when they're over, and even, I mean old relationships too,
mm-hmm,
you start to think, oh, what was so great about that person? You know,
yes,
how they're wonderful.
Yes.
You're not doing yourself a favor. I think you should be thinking about what was bad.
But that goes interesting again. Tori, you're so introspective today.
I am.
I'm going to call you introspective Tori for today.
Thank you. I like that.
All right. You're absolutely right. You tend to forget. Your brain is organized and functions to rid yourself of the negatives,
right,
and it's not that it's you remember the positives, that the negatives have been forgotten.
Mm.
And we do that with the loss of a loved one and that kind of thing. We eventually move on, time heals all wounds kinds of things. Unless
right,
it's gunshot wound, then it's not going to really heal unless you go to a doctor.
Right, you can still die from those. A friend
you
of
can't,
mine died after a year with a gunshot wound. It festered.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, yes, you're absolutely right. You tend to remember the wonderful things about them and you forget all the negatives. And you're right. If it was the other way around, one might be a little more comfortable with themselves and saying,
sure,
oh, I'm glad I got out of that thing.
Dodge that bullet.
Yes. Because I remember my first love, which mm, happened all the way back when I was like 17 years old.
Yeah.
And she was wonderful for a couple of years and then she shit the bed like a bad car.
Wow, 2 whole years, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's pretty good for that age.
I guess so.
And yeah, everything was perfect. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm sure I changed too, but I don't see it in that way.
Right.
And we broke it off because I couldn't stand her face anymore.
Hmm.
And then as you get on in life, it's like all you remember is, oh, she was so lovely.
Yeah,
so why wonderful,
is that? Because you said we forget the negatives. We just
yeah,
dismiss
so,
them?
I think we do. I think we protect our psychological balance by
maybe
forgetting
it's not
those
protecting,
things,
though. We may be subconsciously, but we should really be saying, but remember, he was a schizoid.
Yeah.
He was nuts.
Well,
you know.
Have you ever hooked up with somebody that you didn't like and then years and years later you hooked up with them somehow because of that, because they were really I only remember them as being okay. No, it didn't work out, but I remember them being okay.
Hmm.
Then you hook up with them and after a few weeks it's like, okay,
now I remember.
Yeah.
It's not even that I had to hook up again. I had to just make a phone call
yeah,
once
well,
and they got
sometimes,
on the phone
yeah,
and he was talking and he wouldn't stop talking.
Yeah.
He just kept on and on and on. I'm like, oh, yes. And then when
yeah,
he started calling, I stopped answering the phone and he
mm-hmm,
got the hint eventually. But I'm like, oh, right. Now I know.
Yeah.
I remember.
And then you feel bad. Like, whoa, wait a minute. How? Why did I do that?
I don't know. I felt
yeah,
kind of bad, but you
yeah,
know.
Because it's like, especially if you dump the other person, it's like, oh, I just did it twice. oh boy, that's not cool.
Yeah. No, I just don't want my face getting talked off. That's a big thing with me. If a guy just, I went on one date, I won't mention any names, but just he talked and talked so much that the waitress had to come three times to the table. Mm. We still weren't ready to take an order. The menu just wouldn't even, just kept on with the mouth. Yeah. I said, I'm going to die in this chair.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom the next date. They went on two, then I gave up.
Yeah.
The second date, I'm splashing water in my face going, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And it was awful.
I agree with you. I don't like...
What is that about?
I call it verbal diarrhea. And I think it's because what we're doing is we're dealing with people that are so uncomfortable with the situation or themselves that they have to...
Fill in the...
There can't be a moment of silence, because if there's a moment of silence, then something's not right.
Well, in his defense, I will say his stories were very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, he had like History Channel. He had something about that, a piece on that. And it was very interesting, these stories, but there were so many of them.
But don't those people have filters to the point where are they just hearing themselves talk?
I wonder, that's the thing.
Or are they wondering, is what I'm saying like interesting to them? Because they don't seem to be responding. I'm talking and they're not saying anything.
I was dying, Ron. I after two dates, I said, I'm going to
die. It makes you feel small. Yeah. It makes you feel like, do I really have to be here? Because you're just doing everything.
I asked, can we see a movie? Because then he'd have to shut up. No, we're going to go out to eat again. And of course, I probably had the celiac back then even. And I'm just like, I don't even want to go to restaurants. I don't want to sit there and be forced to eat.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a long time ago.
Yeah. Did you ever date somebody or something happened and you didn't like them? And then you meet somebody with the same name and it's because of that name, I'm not going to deal with them.
I will not date anyone named David.
There you go. There you go.
Because I have an ex-husband, a brother, an uncle, a cousin. I don't think I've ever had a boyfriend after my ex-husband, because it's just, and he could be a nice guy, and that's too bad.
Yeah, it is too
bad.
Sorry
about your name.
Yeah.
Then there was a guy with a funny last name. I won't say it on the air.
Sure.
His first name was fine, but his last name was that.
Oh, so okay. Gotcha.
I just, it was weird.
I understand. Palmer?
Yeah.
Palmer.
Mary Palmer and her five sisters. Did you ever hear that one?
I'm afraid so.
That's taken me back a couple of decades.
Yeah. No, I feel the same. So. I'm afraid so. I remember that well.
Hey, what about Apple computers? Do you think the people... I watched Steve Jobs, by the way, last weekend. I liked the movie with Michael Fassbender.
Is that still around?
It is. I mean, it's on... I watch it the way I watch it. But...
How do you watch it?
You know, torrent.
A story?
Yeah. And I'll explain it later.
Yeah, okay.
But these Apple people, are they snobs to Windows systems and Microsoft? Sure. I think they're snobby.
Well, they make it that way.
I don't like that.
Oh, sure.
They think they're better than us, don't they? Because of the operating system?
I think Apple's are Republicans and Windows are Democrats.
No, I think it's the other way around.
Okay, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all hippies. Apple are hippies and tree huggers and snooty people.
But they're very groupy. It's like I'm an Apple person, I have a Macintosh, and
I don't know,
Windows,
maybe there's some of each, then.
It's like AOL. It's like, you have AOL.
Right.
I said, well, you do that to me, though.
My uncle has it, though, I found out, right? Yeah. And he's a lawyer, so I don't even know what to tell you anymore.
Shut you up, huh?
Sure did. He said it since day one. He's pretty happy with it.
Is he a good lawyer? I mean, I don't even
know. He's the best.
Okay. Well,
I don't know. What's wrong?
Says one for AOL. It so much doesn't matter anyway.
Another lawyer has Yahoo. I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Stop this. Stop it. Yeah. Get a serious email if you're a serious person.
Right.
You and I, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Lawyers, Yahoo?
I know.
I don't get that.
I know. I don't get it either. It's disgusting. Everything's disgusting. My pants are vibrating.
Is that you?
Yeah. I think so. I should just kill it as opposed to the vibrating.
At least
thing.
It's not ringing. Are we going to have any doctors calling?
I can't.
You can't disable it?
I can't disable it.
So we just cross our fingers and hope no one wants to call and sell Ron something today.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of junk calls now.
I do too.
A lot of them. Isn't all of crazy? A sudden. And I subscribe to...
Do Not Call?
Do Not Call magazine.
DNC? Oh, you subscribe to what?
Had a DNC done. I call them up, do not call my number, and they still call me, and I don't know what to do about it.
Ron,
do I call
first
the police?
World problems.
But they always call. I mean, it's the old story. They always call an early evening when you're done with your day and you want to relax. And everybody says, well, Ron, just don't answer the phone.
Yeah,
use
that's
the caller
the, that's
ID.
That's the common thing, right?
But I get so curious. Maybe I won something.
Oh, stop it.
I know I didn't win anything.
Well, stop it. Stop it, you people answering the phones. You know what I do now? Mm. I hear it ringing and I go, speakerphone off. You click it twice real fast and it goes bloop, bloop, and then they're gone.
Speakerphone off.
I just hit a button twice. It goes on, off, and they're gone. without even picking up a phone, hanging up.
I guess.
Just use just if you have like one of those bases.
Yeah. They're calling my cell phone now more than they're calling my home phone.
No one ever calls that. No one has that number. It's so restricted. I've never gotten, I get once in a great while, I get a spam call.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Mine isn't restricted. Okay. I should restrict my numbers.
I don't know what that means, but I mean, I don't think a lot of people know it. That's why.
Well, I can't have a business. I can't.
Yeah, you can't. So no. you're screwed. Forget it. Don't even think about it. Let's talk about something else. Yeah, you're all done.
I'm done. Forget that. Yeah, I'm getting scammed all the time. And I'm the one that I get all the time mm-hmm. is this is a credit card member or something. Something.
Credit card services.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Oh, yep. We get those. Oh, sure.
But I get it like 2-3 times a day. Mm. And they're from different states. So I don't know what the hell's going on. And I wait. Sometimes I do what you do, you know, like hang up, because it takes them like 3-4 seconds in order to start the recording.
Right.
So I don't even have to engage with them. But they're just awful. So sometimes I'll listen to the whole thing because at the end they say, if you don't want to receive any more phone
calls, press two.
And I do, they still call.
Because then that's how they get your number, dude.
They already got my number.
I know.
They already have it.
But you're playing into their game.
But how do I get rid of them?
Block the number.
They use so many
of them. Keep blocking
them,
man. Just do it. Do it. Keep blocking them.
It should be illegal. It should be illegal. What does not call for?
And charities are exempt, so they can call you all the time.
Yeah, they do.
These veteran people, they're harassing me.
They're good at it, too. You know, and I feel like saying to them, you know, I used to like your cause, but because of you and all your harassing phone calls, I don't give a crap about you anymore or your silly things.
That reminds me, last night, remember I told you homeless people? Mm-hmm. I'm all done. Okay, so I'm sitting
I'm all done. I'm done with them.
Well, I mean, the panhandlers, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Panhandlers.
I'm done with you guys.
Well, we're sitting at the Westgate Mall.
Here we go.
My daughter's in the car. We're coming back from Plymouth, Dan. So I'm telling you. And my grandson's in the back seat. And an old guy, Jacqueline, she's already starting. My daughter, she says, oh, Mom, there's an old man there. Oh, do you got a dollar? I said, no. I'm not giving anything to anyone on this corner, especially because and my grandson's all upset. You don't know his life. And I'm like, listen, Linda.
Yeah.
He probably just has a home and he's doing this. This is their little area.
It's possible.
I don't know. But I said that lady ruined it when I gave her money and she didn't thank me.
Correct.
And she banged on my window.
Right.
That's the end. No, that's she ruined it. No, it for, had, I've given right. so much money, Ron, too. The I thing know. Is, he thinks I'm the stingy old lady now, my grandson. I'm like, mm-hmm. I've given plenty of money to homeless people.
Doesn't know the backstory.
Panhandlers.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm tired of these panhandlers, especially right at Westgate Mall, where I don't think they're really legit.
I told you the story about the guy there.
You did, that he got in the car? And you know what? Somebody behind me will give him a dollar. Their dollar's just as good as mine. Let them fall for this.
Making
money.
He got into a nice car when he left.
Yeah.
He had this car parked just behind that little car wash there. And then I think I told you that I went to a restaurant in that mall.
Right.
And I was talking to the owner of that restaurant. Yeah. And we were talking about this home, the people.
He takes and his winnings said, and goes in.
He had prime rib dinners.
See, he's making them. It's a living. Yeah. It's a living.
It is a living.
By the way, I saw your funny video. I forgot to tell you. You have something on YouTube.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
I saw that. Watched it a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. I, you know,
it was good. You know, one panhandler to the next, and you get your sign and go. Yes, and yeah, it's a cycle. It's good. It's true.
I had to do it. I had to do it. This is absolutely true. It is a cycle. The cycle of life, literally.
Right.
I wonder. You know, I wondered if the, and I'm not being nasty, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm wondering if the homeless people who work that median strip in front of that mall
Dwarf
entrance,
Island, right?
Right. Okay.
Remember?
Yes, the plane, the car. Come the cars.
There was a little guy.
Yeah. I wonder if they have an arrangement where they say, Bob, are you working it today?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to work it like for another couple of weeks. Okay, Paul, you can take it like in 3 weeks.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Great. It's good seeing you again, man.
Oh, sure.
Hey, come on over
there. Why are they still there? Don't they get rousted out?
Why aren't there more than one of them?
No, I've seen two. I've seen them working in pairs.
You have?
I have.
What do you mean in pairs?
Like there's two together.
But they're working together.
Yeah, they're working together.
See, why don't they get like a little feisty with each other? Hey, this is my median
strip. Like the hookers.
Strip.
The hookers do that. This is my beat. My
I'd
territory.
Rather they be hookers, to be honest
That'd
with
be
you.
That'd be awful. I don't really.
Why?
Well, you know what?
As long as they dress properly.
Yeah, but the hookers would be illegal. Is it legal to be a panhandler?
It shouldn't be.
Well, I don't know. They're still looking for money from people soliciting either way.
I told you I called the police department when I was doing the other radio station.
Yeah.
And I called called them up and I said, is this legal?
Right.
And they said, well, technically it kind of is because they are not running a business. If they were running a business for profit, then it would be illegal because they're conducting business on a median strip. But because they're just standing there collecting money for their survival.
Right.
And I said, oh, okay. Like, and is it legal for them to stand on a median strip, mister, and to stop traffic? Yeah. Not only is it dangerous, but you're actually halting traffic. Well, not if there's a red. Okay, they all stop a red. All those lights. No, they're good.
Yeah.
I said, you know, you're just what. And I said to the police, I think you're skirting the issue here. I think you don't know like what to do about it.
Right.
You know, you're not going to arrest them because they ain't going to look good.
No.
You tap them on the shoulder with your nightstick. Do they carry nightsticks anymore?
I think so. I think they call them batons, billy clubs.
Okay.
But it's their dignity that they're standing there just trading anyway, I suppose. I mean, I would feel awful if I did that.
Yeah.
So there's a price. I might get spit on, yelled at, called names, but then they make $100 and you deal with it. I don't know what they make, but you know.
It's
really bad around the holidays in the wintertime, don't you think? When people are like feeling, you know, benevolent.
Well, you feel peace toward men and goodwill toward people. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that goes. And that's, yeah, you're in that mood. But then when that's over, it's like, get off that strip, baby.
They're still out there.
You know, it's like anything else. It's like the telemarketers. I mean, somebody may be calling me to offer me something nice.
And you might never know because you're going
to
hang up.
Because you nasty telemarketers have ruined it for all the other telemarketers.
Free trip to the Bahamas.
I wouldn't even do it. You know, I guess there are no real good telemarketers, are there? There aren't any good ones. They're all bad.
Yeah, it's a bad word, telemarketers. They even have a game that's, you know, they're the bad guys, the telemarketers in the game. It's called Toontown.
Toontown?
Yeah.
Oh, I should
look it up.
Here's how racist they have made me.
Mm-hmm.
If I get a call from a person I don't know and they have an accent from India,
right?
I will immediately assume they're a telemarketer, and I will say I'm not interested.
It's because it's probably true.
It probably is, but still, but it's still, like it's like been, it's like Trump saying it's profiling. Like Trump saying all Mexicans are rapists and are criminals.
Because he's absurd.
Yes, but of course that's not true. I guess I'm falling into that with that particular accent. Like you're trying to scam me.
So if someone's banging on my window, they might have a flat tire or something. I'm going to be like, get out of here, you panhandler. I won't even roll my window down. They're ruining it for legitimate people
you can't,
now.
You can't. Tori, when you were growing up, do you remember?
Yeah.
Because I vaguely remember being grown up. I don't think
I have yet, but I remember.
Okay, well, as far as age is concerned. Sure. I believe that I was born 6'3" with size 38 waist pants. Okay. I think that's true.
You were a very mature, precocious child.
That's all I remember. That's all I remember.
Okay.
We didn't lock our doors.
No.
We left our doors open. And not only unlocked, we had this little screen door thing in the front door.
Right.
We would leave that open. We would actually go to the store and leave the house open.
Of course.
And didn't think twice
about
it.
Some places you can still
it.
Do that, I bet, in rural parts of this country. I bet it's okay.
Not
the city, but you know, the rural parts.
I wouldn't even do that now. And it was probably a stupid idea because I remember houses were burglarized when I was growing up.
Of course.
But it didn't change our attitude about leaving that door open.
Right.
And people never lock their car doors, ever.
No, my father still doesn't. He won't learn. He's lost so many cell phones.
It's a little what?
He didn't steal a cell phone out of his car so many times.
But he deals with.
I don't know. He just can't be bothered. He lives in that world still where he thinks everything's great, I think, probably.
Interesting.
It's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to me.
You know what? God love him. God love him. What a wonderful attitude to have. I mean, it's dangerous and not smart, but boy, is that great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I've told you, I want to be a dog in a good home.
Not the shelter dog.
No, not that one. Not that one. Oh. Well, that again.
Some of us are.
In an analogous sense, that is the case. They don't know. They get up. They get tired to go to sleep.
Right.
They have a little dinner.
What a great life.
They don't have to worry about other dogs or anything like that.
No stress.
They don't know what's in the future because they have no concept in their brains of that kind of thing.
I was thinking that. Dogs probably think they're people.
They might think they're people.
When they get into a family, they're just a people.
But they don't seem to worry about it. Well, one of my dogs does. One of my dogs worries. Yeah, I do.
He senses your stress.
No, he senses thunderstorms.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the weather patterns. Those are terrible too. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. And I'm starting to get that way too, Tori. When the weather forecasters come out and say we're going to have a huge colossal storm on Saturday, I actually go, oh no.
Well, a lot of people do. You're not the only one.
But why do I react like that? I've been through storms throughout my life.
Because it's a hassle, man.
I know it's a hassle, but why does it just like...
Could lose electricity. You got to drive in slushy conditions.
But it's not the first time this has happened.
No, it's not the first time. That's the thing. We should be used to it by now.
Yeah, you really should. I don't get it.
It's like it's the first time. Oh, no. Like in Nevada, there'd be snow.
When I see snowflakes, I mean, coming down, I go, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Why do I do that?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's never really hurt me.
That's a neurosis, probably.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Therapy might help that.
I'm concerned about it. I don't want to have therapy. Then I have to sit with a guy who's just going to take my money and go, what do you think? What do you think?
Is that what they do?
Yes.
But they could medicate you,
have
too.
Have you been to therapy?
Oh, sure.
I have, too.
I want more talking. And I want more talking from them and more listening on my part.
I want them to tell me what the hell's going on. You went to school. You read all the books. Here's my problem. You talk now and you tell me, what do I do? Give me a list.
What do you think you should do? Don't say that.
No, don't say that. I know. What am I paying you for?
I'm here. That's why I'm here. I don't know what the hell to do. Tell me. I'm lost and confused. Well, don't give me Prozac. Just tell me what to do.
Well, I think you know what to do. No, I don't know what to do. That's why I came, you jerk.
Back to the tapes I go.
Have you ever known a therapist personally?
No.
They're screwed up.
Uh-oh.
A lot of them.
Oh.
They have as many problems as we do.
Hmm.
But they don't say that. They sit in their chair, you know, with their books on and the bookcase behind them.
But don't we all have problems?
Yes,
why would
we
do. Why would they be exempt, right?
Because the facade has to be, I can help you, I can save you. And of course, if I have problems, it's like Dr. Phil. Have you ever watched that stupid show?
I try not to. But I've heard of him. I know who he is.
Yeah.
Terrible accent.
He'll sit there. Yeah, I know. And he's huge. And he says he's got the number one diet book in the country, and yet he probably hasn't read
he's
it.
He's abrasive.
Yeah, he's very abrasive. He's cocky. He's a little bit of Trump in there.
I don't want to know him.
Yeah, yeah. Any phrase,
I don't know what that means.
Any phrase that describes somebody with the word cock in it,
right?
Not good.
No.
Not good.
No. Cock of the walk. Isn't that like a guy that's all puffed out walking around?
Yes.
No one says that anymore, though. We got to bring these old terms back.
Yes, we could.
We could. That's our job here. That's our lot in life.
It's a lot to do. It's a big responsibility. I don't
know
if I'm up to it, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, somebody should do it. Maybe they should hire someone to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very Dr. Philly, and he solves everybody's problems, and he touts himself and says, I can solve your problem. And then you got to say to yourself, Does he beat his wife? I mean, what he can't be that perfect.
Right.
But when you're a therapist, you have to give this impression like you can't give the impression that I have problems too.
You're right.
Because your immediate reaction would be like, why am I
listening to you?
Yeah.
You have no credibility anymore.
You went to school for this, therefore you must be perfect, right?
My son decided he wants to be a psychiatrist.
Good for him.
He decided that yesterday.
Psychiatrist or psychologist?
Psychiatrist.
Dispensing medications.
Yes, an MD. He wants to be an MD.
Oh, that's a longer road.
It is, but he wants to do it as of now anyway. He changes his mind. He wanted to be a math teacher.
I think you and I are in the same mold in the sense that when people have problems, they tell us their problems, and we are able to dissect intelligently what their directions perhaps should be, or at least say, what do you think to them?
But I can't do it to myself.
That's what all therapists can't do it to themselves.
Right.
No, they cannot. And I thought at one point, why don't I become a therapist?
Yes.
I'll go to some school and I'll sit there in an office and
you'd
say our
that.
Time is up.
Yeah.
So would you.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
You know, I mean, I can make believe I'm listening to people.
Right.
So, and then someone said to me, you want to deal with crazy people all day? And
I
don't.
Sometimes they kill you.
Maybe
a few years back, remember there was that case?
Yes, yes.
So I don't know.
Maybe that's why they don't suggest things that you should do, because if you suggested it and it didn't turn out
there's a lawsuit.
Yeah.
You could be in trouble.
So maybe all you can do is say, well, what do you think?
So, Ron, you don't think I should take a job at 1 o'clock in the morning delivering newspapers?
No, I don't think you should.
Really?
I think it's beneath you.
I saw one on, thank you, but I saw a list on Craigslist. I saw 1 o'clock in the morning deliver papers. What if I worked for 2 hours and made enough money for 8 hours? What about that?
Do you have to go to somebody's house to pick up the papers?
I don't know.
This is Craigslist. Ever since I had that Craigslist killer.
Get the papers.
I don't
do the
Jimmy
deal. Two times.
Is that something you're seriously considering?
No.
What do you think?
I think one in the morning, I want to be asleep. Very good. I see what you did there. But I think one in the morning is when I want to be sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money I'm making.
Is that when they deliver papers, one in the morning?
Maybe that's when you pick them up and then take them somewhere else. And I don't really know. I didn't follow through. I just saw the ad, the want ad, the help wanted.
I ain't doing anything at 1 o'clock in the morning. I guess if you have no job whatsoever.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, but you're Tory.
I know.
It's different.
No one, you know what? That's good that you see that I'm Tory.
Yeah.
Because someone doesn't see your value mm-hmm. doesn't change your worth.
Oh my God.
I know. That's pretty cool. You like that?
Well, you blew my mind.
Great. This is my introspective Tory, remember?
Yeah. It's introspective Tory day, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, cable should be fun.
All week.
the graphic should be interesting today.
By the way.
Bye-bye. Yep.
And nobody knows what we're talking. Well, we do a cable show after we record this thing, and everything is not in the moment. It's all like done later.
Right.
When you hear it. So we do this. We tape the cable show, and sometimes it doesn't go on right away because there's a lot of
post-production. It's awesome.
A lot of post-production.
It was awesome again. I watched it last week.
See, that's what I was going to say. I didn't see it this week.
It's good. It's always good. Yeah. You had smoke coming out of your mouth and
really?
Everything. You had a top hat and a scarf, and I had a little cigarette holder. It was awesome.
Wow.
George really does a great job.
I love that show, and I apparently I'm in it.
How do you watch it? Do tell.
On the internet.
What's the address?
My home address? No. The address of the cable place?
Interwebs.
Oh, the interweb address.
Yeah.
www. Is there more? Well, that's how you get into the internet.
Eastoncat.org.
I see. I didn't know. So it's just kind of wasting time.
I learned it, and you never learned it yet. Eastoncat.org. Captain made me learn it. So I did that.
Even when people make me learn things, it doesn't really work. Actually, I forget it even more.
Because you're obstinate.
I'll be damned if I'm going to remember this now.
Yeah.
Eastoncat.org.
Correct.
And there you can actually watch the show if you don't have a television set that's where it airs.
And you can watch it on your smart TV, which I've done. It was on Captain's TV. Pull it up and there it is. Watch it on your TV.
You have smart TV?
Yeah, somehow you can put your internet onto your television. There's like a wire.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Wow. Well, it has to have internet in order to be smart.
We all should.
Yeah.
But my dad doesn't have internet and he's smart. He said, when you dial something up, you dial it up. Yeah, can you dial this up for me on the internet? He's so funny, isn't he? Hey, speaking of momisms, there's the thing momisms, I have to tell you. My mom says funny things. I have a couple here.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to start saying, if she says something funny.
Okay.
The first thing was the panhandler guy. We saw him at Westgate Mall.
Yes.
And we're driving by. This is like a month ago.
Yeah.
And I said, Mom, look at this guy, this panhandler.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, he must love the outdoors. Look at him smiling. He seems happy. I'm like, you're kidding me, Mom. He must love, that's why he does it. He loves the outdoors.
It is an outdoor job.
The second
thing. That's adorable.
Isn't that funny? Mom's
again,
funny.
Again, was she saying it to be funny?
She's very serious.
She's kind of, that's a wonderful way to look at life, though.
He must love the outdoors.
I love that kind of.
Do you love this one? We're driving down. By Taco Bell,
there's
some kid with his pants way down.
Oh,
you know how they pull him down?
Sure
it's a style
do.
He can't walk.
Kids.
I said, Mom, look at that. She goes, oh, that poor disabled man. I said, Mom, he's not. That's how she interpreted that.
That's so funny.
Isn't it?
It's funny.
My mom is the best. She's
I love
great.
That.
Yeah,
I
these
love
are momisms. I'm going to start.
Love
I should
it.
Get a little book together.
Does she know you're doing this?
Yeah.
Good.
She's
good.
Awesome. So this is she's, but she's
that's
serious.
Wonderful. That's a great
like
way
thing,
of looking
shit
at
my
life.
Dad says that famous thing.
Yes.
Well, this is my mom. So my mom should be on the other side of that. That poor disabled man in the panhandle loves the outdoors.
That's, yeah, he has a nice job outside
he's
all
smiling.
Day.
He was smiling, but he's trying to be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Smiling.
How is he dressed?
Regularly.
Regular
jeans
clothes?
On.
So he's doing all right with the
I don't
clothes?
Know. Remember the homeless guy I saw a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
And he was with a sad face?
Yes.
Emmett Kelly, what
yes.
they call him?
That's exactly who it was, yeah.
He's doing that to me. Oh, that made me angry.
Yeah.
Don't you milk it, buddy.
It's his job, man.
And he went to the car behind me, thought he was getting some, I looked in my rearview mirror, thought he was getting some cash, and the guy's just screaming at him.
Well, have you ever been to Rhode Island?
Oh, sure.
It's a little state that's south of here.
Little Rhodey.
They have a lot of panhandlers.
Oh, then I'm not going back there.
There's so many of them.
Really?
Oh, yes.
More than Florida? Because it's warm there.
I haven't been to Florida in quite some time. Do they have panhandlers in Florida?
I was in Orlando
a couple of years ago.
Are they
Jews?
12 at night.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Like 12 midnight. Yeah. I was walking around my daughter. Mm. They're out there. They're everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. They're scurrying around, hiding in the little places in Orlando. What's because it's warm.
They're not people who live in the condos?
I don't know. Maybe they are. Or they could be working, right?
I can see like a 65, 75-year-old Jewish guy standing on a median strip in Fort Lauderdale and probably saying, you think I can live on this? Do you think I can live on this, mister?
Hey, it might happen.
Yeah.
That'd be a good sitcom.
Why not?
Yeah. Everything's a television show with me or a movie.
The Wandering Jew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice job.
Isn't that a plant?
Yes, it is, but thus the humor involved.
Okay. Yeah. I don't even know, is it like an IV? I don't even know what it is. Does it
An IV is something that they put in your arm before they give you the operation.
Oh, yeah. So what's the Wandering Jew? Does he go in your arm? I mean, it's
no, what?
But isn't it it's an IV plant, the Jew plant?
Ivy, there's ivy. No.
Why
no.
Does it wander? Does it move?
No, it's just, I suppose it grows quicker than others.
Because so it doesn't really
because
wander.
Of its education or something?
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know.
Its upbringing.
Yeah.
Got it.
I have no idea.
Well, I'm going to Google that sometime.
Don't bother.
Probably when I listen to the show. I like to Google things. I pause and I Google, oh, yeah, what was that? And I put it on your page.
So sometimes. You make this whole thing an educational experience.
I have to. It has to have some benefit to it, Ron. I'm not sitting here for my
health. Some meaning.
Exactly.
It's something out of it.
Please.
It's the only way to do it.
That's right. It's logic.
That's funny. I did a whole diatribe this morning about coffee.
Uh-oh.
About the Dunkin' Donuts thing.
Where how dare people, you?
I dared, where people will sit in line 20 cars deep to go through the drive-thru.
Oh, I hate that, though.
And but there are people who haven't had their coffee yet. Why aren't they honking and screaming at each other? Why are they so polite and just sit there?
I bet
there?
It happens. It's very I might start weird. Honking.
Well,
do you ever honk in a drive-thru? Once in a while, I've had to do it because I'm like, what is the holdup here?
Yeah.
This is fast food?
Probably,
I get up to the window, I say, you really call yourself fast food.
The point is, Tori, if you're going to order a lot of stuff,
right.
go in
go
the
inside.
Door.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's happening. I think that's what a holdup is because those girls inside, I mean, coffee's coming out of their ass. I mean, it's just coming out of all
of them. I don't want that. That sounds disgusting.
It's like cream.
Two girls, one cup?
Oh, no, cream
dispenser.
You
don't even know what that means, do you?
I should do.
Oh, I'm so sorry you do. I had such great hopes for you, Ron, that you were so innocent and naive and didn't know what that was.
Oh, I know I am innocent and naive. Somebody tell me.
But you know what's funnier? Without watching the video, if you watch the reactions, do two girls, one cup reactions on YouTube, one guy, I laughed till I couldn't move. It was so funny. So he kept trying to get up, and his son kept making him sit there. This old Jewish guy or whatever, he's from New York, Bronx. I don't want to watch this. That was the best one.
It's going to be a lot of Googling going on, a
lot
of YouTube.
Please Google that, and don't blame me because I didn't. Don't shoot the messenger. I didn't make the thing.
Did you ever sit back and say to yourself, man, YouTube, how's that possible?
That's awesome.
How can they hold that much video?
How can they?
I mean, it should be
it's ridiculous.
Physically impossible to do that.
Terabytes, zillabytes. Yeah, that too.
How is it even?
And Google bought them. Imagine the money changing hands.
Yeah. Oh, it had to be at least 16.
Can
bucks.
I get a piece of that somehow? I gotta get a job.
That's what she said. You're right, but you're right.
That's a good one.
No, I'm floored by it. To me, that is like, wow.
I know.
Who's doing this?
What's bigger, Facebook or YouTube?
I think it's got to be YouTube.
Because YouTube's all over Facebook. Facebook's not all over YouTube.
YouTube is actually, that's right.
Mm.
You're absolutely right.
There's videos all over Facebook.
Although Facebook has got to cut this out because they are invading every single aspect of my life.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you got on the internet. You made a choice, right?
I think I did.
No one forced you.
I think
these people
I did.
Are whining about it. I want to get off the grid.
You know what's worse is the Twitter thing.
Oh, I don't really tweet too
that,
much.
That has given people, I mean, that has given people so much self-importance.
Yeah, I don't look at it.
It's I can't
I don't really care
it.
About Twitter. It really caught on, huh?
Apparently it did.
I'm not one of those.
Now when I'm watching any kind of television show,
you can
sometimes I'll actually have a big screen behind the performer with the tweets talking about.
Yeah, that I've seen.
Stop that.
But
that's
you know what's
too much.
Funny about the tweet thing is when they have Jimmy Fallon and has celebrities read mean tweets.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, okay. Well, that's a bit.
But you know what?
That's
it is a bit. But you know what? You know what I found out about that when I read the backstory?
Mm-hmm.
They don't find the meanest ones because they don't want to really offend them. So they get ones that are almost that mean.
Sure.
But if they got the worst ones, they'd be crying probably or offended.
Everyone of Cher's tweets calls somebody an asshole. Every single one of them,
you know,
just
that's
about.
Getting old. That's old.
I know it's old, but it's her.
Right.
Apparently.
I know.
Apparently.
I wouldn't even look at her. I don't subscribe to her. I have like several subscribers on Twitter, which I don't really use that much, but they're like people I would care to hear from. Not everybody and every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Who are Tom, Dick, and Harry, by the way?
I don't know why they just say that, what that came from, the origination of that.
There must have been three actual guys named Tom, Dick, and Harry, and they...
Were they haberdashers?
Probably.
Do you know what a haberdashery is?
Yes.
What is it?
Hat people.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that, don't you think?
All right, Tori, tell me.
It's a tailor.
I thought it was more tailored toward the hat.
No, haberdashery.
Okay.
It's a tailor. Because we watched The Hateful Eight, Captain and I, last weekend.
What was so bad about them?
And no, there was a place called Minnie's Haberdashery.
Yes.
And I said, oh, a haberdashery.
And
it's
it was a tailor.
And he didn't know and you didn't know. So I'm like thinking, this could be a new word that I should be bringing back to like.
It's a very classy name.
It is. Quentin Tarantino's trying to do it, so we should help him along here.
I long for the days when men wore hats. And I'm not talking about baseball
in
caps.
In the 50s, my grandfather always wore one, right
so
until
cool.
he died,
didn't
I think.
Cool?
Yeah, he had those hats.
Yeah.
He loved his hat.
Fedora.
He was bald. So maybe that's
all
why.
All the better. All
it
the
is
better.
All the better. I know some people that wear hats now to be stylish.
Not the kind of hats I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, those kind.
Haberdasheries?
Yeah. But it's not really the haberdashery. It's like a, like you said,
what
a fedora.
What kind of people do you know that wear this?
The musicians.
Oh, okay. That's a costume.
Well, they that's just keep wearing them.
Yeah, so, that's a.
Is it a look? It's like a hipster.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted.
It's
about.
Like wearing women's clothing if you're Steven Tyler. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
No. I think that's such a. It was such a cool look. You know who kind of kept the cool look? Were cowboys. People in the South, they wear cowboy hats.
Yeah, 10-gallon hats and
they
stuff?
Not 10 gallons. I think they're down to like 8 gallons
a
day.
Yeah, it's because of the recession.
No, but they're nice hats, okay. and I think they look. I think people look good in that. I think women look great in hats, except for the stupid-looking hats with all the flowers and crap.
Oh, yeah.
But like a
like
woman.
Like the Australian hats, I like those ones you have underneath and, you know.
Yeah, that's fine.
Outback. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Way out back.
Go walkabout, you know.
Right.
You go to go walk about in the outback, love.
It's difficult to distinguish between the Australian
and
accent
the British.
And Eliza Doolittle.
Yeah, it's still
the
Cockney. It's a little more drawn out.
Well, that's
you know,
where
they
threw
out.
All the people that couldn't talk well and were criminals, they sent them to Australia.
Along with the rabbits.
Yeah, and the kangaroos. Well,
I don't know. It wasn't like all the way overrun with rabbits, Australia. Where did I hear that? Was it History Channel?
I think rabbits just say that.
I'm a rabbit.
Did you ever eat rabbit?
No, but I am a rabbit. My Chinese zodiac sign is rabbit.
Me too.
Year of the rabbit.
Oh, me too.
Really?
I think I am.
It's every 12 years they change, so that means you and I might be 12 years apart then. I'll find
Possibly.
Out.
Possibly.
I'll find out.
I think I am a rabbit, actually.
I think I'm a water rabbit, exactly.
Well, I don't know
different,
what the hell that
there's
means.
Different elements, too.
How can you do an astrological chart on somebody based on the entire year that they were born? That's weird to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see that, you know, we divide up the year to the, you know, the water signs
right.
and the thing,
but
the Scorpio
they
and stuff.
They don't just do the whole year, do they? They do.
I thought they did.
You have to know your time of birth, your place of birth, the way the planets were aligned.
Birth,
that's like a chart.
Know,
that's a real thing.
Then you have to find
Mine
your birth certificate.
Mine was 7:55 a.m.
I don't even know if that's accurate.
It was on my birth certificate. So.
Yeah, well, that's when they filled it out.
Yeah, back then, who knows?
That when they got around to it.
I was like, I'm lucky to be alive. I was like 4 pounds, 12 ounces back then. They put me in a little incubator.
Really?
Yeah, for like 10 days.
So you were always...
I was tiny.
Kind of tiny, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was normal size. Well, no. It's size.
Oh!
It wouldn't be a show without...
Bell.
We are out of time. Actually, we are out of time
That's
now.
Right. We can be... They will play us out. Telephone.
Well, yes. And now the telephone theme. Tori Lagar, ladies and gentlemen.
See you on the TV.
On the TV. Contact through... go to ronvandamshow@gmail.com if you want to tell us anything.
Yeah,
Until
email
then,
us.
Yeah, please do it because I've got nothing else to do.